Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Nick Ferguson, Tyler Palumbis, and D-Mac.
Saber to make it 4-1. Meanwhile, it opens up here, and a shot scores. McKinnon lays it off. Number 10, shot. That one went in the net. That's a goal. 6-1 in the final score.
Three over to Gary Harris. Dribble drive. Oh, throws it down. Jokic lets it go again. That's score. Jokic Drucker is cracking some jokes only. Jokic, another three. Yes! Beast is on the drive.
What a night! A slaughter in Buffalo with Padre telling a Sabres defenseman, you're a crappy player on a crappy team.
Oh, is that what he said?
He did. Well, he didn't use the word crappy.
Oh.
Rhymes with crappy.
Sort of.
And then the Nuggets having the goodbye party for Malik Beasley and Wancho. I think they both had a combined like 48 minutes. I'm going to guess, this is a guess this year, that's the most combined minutes that Wancho and Beasley may have had on the way out the door. And then they said, hey, Beasley, we want you to go find Sua Cravens at a luxury condo complex in Minnesota and send him on his way. So Wancho and Beasley out the door, and the Nuggets get Gerald Green. Oh, boy. I'm going to... I know Diop is how you say his name. Correct me if on Kieta Bates Diop. Yeah. Oh, boy.
That was fantastic.
Shabazz. I love Shabazz. And then a dude named Noah.
Vonla.
Uh-huh. And we bring in, for a little perspective on this, first of all, Nick, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Tyler, howdy-ho.
Hi.
And we just hang him over for a little bit is our guy, Zach Bye. Hello, Zach Bye.
We're having a mic issue at the
check,
moment.
Check.
That's not no issue right there. That
you
one works great.
Me? Okay.
Awesome. So, Zach, and by the way, this was complicated, too, because it was a deal with the Rockets and the Hawks and Capella. You know, thank God we got rid of him. That's good. He can go over to another conference because he does nasty against the old Nuggets. So, that's good. Help us out here, Zach. Talk to us about it. What do we think?
I don't mean to be some sort of buzzkill, but I don't think much of it as it pertains to this year. As of right now, as of 3:05 in the afternoon, this could be an entirely different conversation 7 hours from now, 7 minutes from now. Because what I think of the Nuggets are doing are trying to load up on some expiring contracts. They've pulled back in a first-round pick, which they traded away their own first-round pick in the Jeremy Grant trade. So they didn't have a first-round pick this year. So they get one of those back. If the scenario is we're going to move on from Beasley and Wancho and, you know, the footnote Jared Vanderbilt because we want another first-round pick and some expirings, then okay. This is going to be a late first-round pick from Houston. What would it be like the 25th pick, 26th pick, something of that vein, 24th, something like that, whatever. It's going to be a late first-round pick. This doesn't move the needle for me for any sort of expectations. This is just kind of moving deck chairs around. As nice of a player as Wancho is, Beasley is a good player and a former first-round pick in his own right in 2016 out of Florida State. He had been shooting it well. He's streaky. He was streaking well, I think it'd be fair to say. But truly, in terms of like who's going to be on the floor for you in the NBA playoffs, this doesn't change anything for me. Now, if you take these expirings and you take a first-round pick and maybe take Gary Harris – and are able to pull off a trade for Drew Holiday or J.J. Redick, or maybe even get crazy like a Danilo Gallinari, don't know. just kind of spitballing here, then you're talking about your playoff ceiling being raised.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I think of it.
I think you summarized that very well. When I read about this deal, I didn't know how the needle was supposed to move. You know what I mean? Like not only did it not move the needle for me, I just didn't quite understand what it was. You know, what was the point of the trade? What was really accomplished? You know, I read some stuff about there's some sort of weird, in theory, if the Nuggets were to go win the finals this year, you know, by getting rid of some of these contracts, we avoided a tax hit. So I don't know if that has something to do with it. But I just don't even quite understand how to feel about this trade, because it doesn't feel like anything really got done.
Well, you know? I think the main thing that got done is that you acquired a first-round pick. And what the Pelicans are asking for Drew Holiday is a lot. You're not going to be able to get a deal. But by the way, Drew Holiday, I keep mentioning his name because it's been floated in many markets, but he is a flat-out dog, and he's still 29 years old. And every time Drew Holiday takes the floor, if you're the opposing guard and you look across at Drew Holiday, you know you're in for a long night. He's a pro's pro in the NBA, where he is a relatively reliable shooter, but he's just up for the task every single night. That would move the needle for me. Although he's not a all-star or anything like that, Drew Holiday is a terrific player, as is J.J. Redick. And you just lost one of your shooters in Malik Beasley. So to get a shooter like Redick in here, if you were able to do it, it's going to take ammunition. So really, what I think that
The first rounder isn't to be used. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it's a part of ammunition that you can package with player X on the roster for another player who's not on your roster.
Here's something unique about this whole trade. We were talking about this yesterday, whether the Nuggets should make a move. And I know, D-Max said maybe they should stand pat. And 24 hours later, they're making these moves. The whole thing is, like you said, they made the move to recoup that first round pick. A lot of these players that they have on expiring contracts, some of them are former first round players that can show that they could play in this league. So I don't think the Nuggets are finished dealing players, and some of these players have been brought in to make other moves. But you started talking about perimeter shooting. When you look at Gerald Green, who's been in the league for a while, he's a great wing defender, and he can shoot from beyond the arc, right? So you might want to go out and feel as though you can get a guy like J.J. Redick, but if you can't maneuver that, Gerald Green has shown that he could be that type of player for you. With Jamal Murray being able to, have dribble penetration and then kick out, and then knowing that Jokic can shoot the three, it's about, spacing now in the NBA. That's what it's about. Everyone wants to shoot three-pointers. So Gerald Green may be just on loan just for the season to make a push for the Nuggets in the playoffs.
I'm not saying that what you're saying is not true, because I like Gerald Green, but it is a common thought that Gerald Green is going to get waived by the Nuggets. So he's probably not going to play games for Denver. I agree with you. What you said about the breakdown of Gerald Green, I like Gerald Green. He turned himself into a really good NBA player. 6 years ago, the guy could just dunk a basketball. Now he's turned into a reliable perimeter player. But it is a common thought. Now, I'm not saying this in stone, that Gerald Green's going to get waived. He's not going to play games for the Nuggets.
Who do you like of these four?
The four new players?
Yeah.
Shabazz Napier.
Tell me about him.
Is a nice young player. Oh, gosh. I remember him at UConn.
He was great at UConn.
Was terrific. I remember LeBron James advocating for the Cleveland Cavs to draft him in the first round. He did get drafted in the first round. He's turned into a nice player. He's doubled his assist total year over year. Last year, I think he averaged 2.6. Now he's like flirting with 5 assists a game. He's turned into a really good defender. If any of these guys ever contributes for the Nuggets, I think it'll be Shabazz Napier, who is a point guard. The Nuggets don't have a true point guard outside of Monty Morris. Jamal Murray fancies himself from time to time as a point guard. He's not really. He's not naturally a point guard.
He's a two.
So if anyone's going to contribute, I would say Shabazz Napier, who's like in his, I want to say maybe 5th year, something like that. But really, again, which of these guys is going to be logging NBA playoff minutes? I wouldn't say any of them right now.
So that word right there, playoff minutes, is like my one concern in this deal because, you know, shoot, you think back on Beasley, what he did last year in the postseason, yep. Dude. I mean, what did he average? Like 9 points, 10 points a game?
He was a real contributing factor last year from the perimeter.
Right? I mean, beyond the arc, he was ridiculous.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I guess if this is it, if in theory there is no more movement, did our depth get better or worse?
No, the depth got worse, but you didn't need to get more depth. Like, the Nuggets arguably had
depth. Did we need that depth?
I don't think so in terms of playoff minutes. Like, the Denver Nuggets, they're incredibly deep roster. It's lends itself to winning a bunch of regular season games.
Come on.
But in the NBA playoffs, you're not going to play 11 guys. Mm. So I remember Jeff Van Gundy calling it out on a broadcast saying, the Nuggets need to make a deal where you get rid of two of these nice players for something better, a more contributing factor.
You know there's something else coming. You know your guy.
Has to be.
That's what they want to happen. That's what they want to happen.
What's your buddy Tim Connelly thinking right now?
I think he's preparing to try to make a best case offer for New Orleans. But the word coming out of New Orleans is that they're not just going to do a deal to do a deal. They're not getting rid of a terrific NBA player like Jrue Holiday for a late first round pick like the one they got from Houston. So, we'll see. I think the intention is to make another deal. But I want to get ready for the reality of the situation. Maybe the Nuggets, as they're currently constructed, may just be what they are.
Well, with the Nuggets,
well, I have no idea.
All I know is it feels good.
I think if we all hold our hands and we just, you know, hope.
Do you really want to hold hands?
Yeah, let's hold hands. And
all you're doing is in hope that Holiday would somehow be able to be maneuvering the contract and bring him in. Because, I mean, if you acquire this first-round draft choice in 2020, maybe that's the thought process.
No, let's just dance.
Maybe you can add this pick plus one of these other players, and maybe that may entice them.
No, Nick, this is what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. The whole purpose of this deal is to acquire a first-round pick and make a move. And make a move with that first-round pick.
Yeah, we could get one Holiday. We can get two Holidays. Why don't we get all the three Holiday brothers in here? We get Matt Holiday in here.
We can have the serious guys at the dinner table during the holiday when we're all just trying to party.
And this is happening near President's Day, which, of course, is a holiday.
Technically, it is.
Would you rather... What?
Good grade. Grade it. Good grade, bad grade.
C+. My grade would be incomplete. And if this time tomorrow... My grade would be incomplete. If this is how it stands this time tomorrow... I'd say a B because you're acquiring a first round pick that you hopefully hit on.
What would you feel about JJ Redick?
I think it'd be a great fit for Denver.
Like a holiday?
I think it'd be a great fit for Denver.
I do too. Doesn't Redick have some
Don't you
crazy
know him?
Story?
Jimmer.
Oh, that's right.
Bryce, nice stereotype.
Whoa.
The thing is, doesn't Redick have some sort of history of. He's never missed the playoffs or something like that. Didn't he say something to Zion, like, don't screw this up? Kevin's nodding his head. I swear to God, I think J.J. Redick has gone to the playoffs every single year of his NBA career.
Is that right?
Can we double check that, boys?
I didn't realize that.
Because he said something in the preseason about, hey, I hope Zion doesn't screw this up for me or something along those lines.
I guess early in his career he was with Orlando, but Orlando was good then when they had Dwight and were, you know, made a run to the finals.
Thank you. 13. For 13.
No way.
Wow.
13.
You know what's interesting about this?
Seasons in a row?
That's like the Russell Wilson. Wilson has always been above 500.
I want him on my team.
For the first NFL quarterback ever to be above 500 in his first like 8 years in the league. That's like a that-esque type of
stat. There's something about a guy who knows what it feels like to be there. I mean, of course he's been lucky. You know, I mean, great players don't make the playoffs.
Yeah, you know what's something funny about this conversation we're having? Back in 2019, when the season started, I said that, you know, two players that the Nuggets should go after, Al Horford and J.J. Redick. And I remember some individuals laughed at me saying, well, why would the Nuggets go in that direction? And it's funny that you're mentioning that now as being maybe a guy who could come here and change the complexity of this team.
I think J.J. Redick would improve the Nuggets instantly. I think he's an overnight day over day improvement. He's a pro's pro.
You like
he's
him.
Been in this. I love him. He's turned himself into a great.
What would it take to get J.J. Redick?
None of these players.
None of these players specifically. But
a first-round draft pick for J.J. Redick?
No, I don't think they would make that deal. I think it'd be a first-rounder Maybe Gary. Maybe Gary Harris.
Would you be willing to make that trade, though?
Gary Harris has been a disappointing player. Yes, I would.
I would do that.
The arc of Gary's career, and he's still only 25 years old, so I'm not writing him off by any means. Still a young player. You would like to think an ascending player, but his arc has been stunted offensively.
Now, you trade Gary Harris, but would you trade LeGarry Harris? So we said that Gary Harris would be more interesting if he had a better name, because he has a name like an accountant.
He does.
If he had a more of a cool name,
like
Gary Harry.
Well, his points per game are.
Right, exactly. Right. You know what I want? You know what I want here? If we're just talking about
Fulham.
If we're just talking about
I listen.
If we're just talking about a shooter, just talking about a scorer. Bring me back Carmelo.
Oh, stop it.
Bring me back Carmelo. No. Come on, baby. No defense. 18 minutes shooting, from outside left and right.
You're going to need more than that, D-Mag. You're going to need more than that.
What am I getting from J.J.
Redick?
What am I getting from J.J. Redick?
Well, J.J. Redick can play defense, but you have that veteran leadership. He's been to the playoffs.
What, Carmelo doesn't have veteran leadership?
Yeah, but I would dare to say that J.J. Redick is a better shooter.
Tebow.
Would you think he's a better shooter?
Redick?
Yes. Of course. So that's why you would rather have Redick than Carmelo Anthony.
Of course you'd rather have Redick than Carmelo. That's not even, that's a non-starter conversation.
Right. Just rain him on my parade. All right, exciting. I don't think they're done. I can tell you're hesitant, man.
It doesn't change anything for me.
It's more like, to you, right?
It doesn't change anything for me. I don't think their intention is to use that first round pick on a player. If they get a deal done, they get a deal done to improve this roster, then we'll reevaluate. But this, as it is just kind of shuffling things around a little bit, moving contracts around. You are gaining a first round pick, but, it doesn't change anything for the ceiling for Denver this year. And by the way, that may be just fine. The Nuggets are a terrific NBA basketball team.
So what's the ceiling as it sits right now?
Boy, today? I think that it'd be Western Conference Finals. Man,
all right.
Awesome. You're in the final four of the NBA. Right. Now, if you catch every green light on the way, if you catch every green light on the way in terms of matchups and health for and against you, you could forecast a scenario where they could play in the NBA Finals. But for me right now, where I stand, I have to kind of overextend myself to get there. But I feel very comfortable saying Western Conference Finals.
That's pretty cool,
and
right?
I think that's awesome. Yeah. Yes.
Can I ask kind of an esoteric question?
What's that mean?
Wancho was one of Joker's best buddies. Any concern that you're trading away pals?
I think that if that is a concern, we have bigger questions about the mentality of our superstar.
Not a big deal, though.
I don't think it's a big deal. Okay. I think Joker has a job to do, and his pen pal shouldn't be moving the needle one way or the other.
Cooler moment. Wancho hitting the three, giving the shimmy in a big-time blowout to the bench, or Beasley fighting Sua Cravens in a lobby.
Ooh. Forgot about that.
Let me go with...
ding, ding, ding.
Are we including Sua's Snapchats after the fact?
Sure,
because if you package that together...
Sure, put it all together.
Like, Sua, like, you gotta like think about the mindset. He gets in a fight, and you think you'd be like, oh, crap, I'm a professional athlete that just got in a public fight.
I need to
lay low a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Like,
no.
Actually, I'm going to get on my bike. I'm going to ride through downtown.
Without
and I'm going to broadcast
shirt.
Myself with no shirt on, live on Snapchat, talking how I just got into a fist fight. It's just like, golly.
Talking about how I beat him down.
Talking about how he gave him the business.
And he did kind of give him the business.
Yeah.
You could tell which guy takes people down for a living and which guy.
I don't know.
Yeah, he scooped him.
So again,
hey, low man wins all the time.
Things get tough for the Landmark, man.
No. It's the streets of the Landmark.
Rough and tumble, man.
I'm telling you.
Right.
Greenwood Village. You guys knocked me, man. But it's
the other side of the tracks, literally. You know, Rabbit hangs out there. Because we don't clutch our pearls here like we've been accused of Mike Evans. We have advocated for, obviously, more fighting. More fighting and everything makes things more interesting.
Sure.
Okay. Zach, we appreciate it. You're our guy.
Thank you, man.
And just thanks for having me on. I do expect them, by the way, to get the doors blown off them tonight in Utah.
Yeah.
They got half of the rosters beat up.
Right.
They just beat Utah a week ago.
Right.
It's the second
Everybody's
half of a back-to-back.
Hurt, huh? It's
yeah,
good.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And it was a game in which Utah was leading by double figures in the second half, so... like Drake said, they have redemption on their mind.
Yeah.
And I think they just...
And they spoke. By the way, it is funny watching last night's game highlights, Three-Eyed Raven. And, actually, was last night on real TV?
No, it
wasn't. Oh, wasn't? Okay. The Joker could go for 40 every single night if he had
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely.
Yep. Don't you think?
40. 40 is a lofty number, but he could... Joker could be a 28-point-a-game NBA player. Right now, he's flirting around the 20 number, but here's what
25. 25 would feel good.
I'm saying he could go, if he chose to, for 40 any given night.
Look at his...
Who's going to stop
Look at his free throw attempts, and particularly in the first month of the season, and then now look at them and his points per game totals in the last month and a half. You want 25 a game, you're getting 25 a game. In the last month and a half, I think it's even higher than that. I want to say it's like 27 points a game. He has been... on an MVP type of tear here in the last, call it, 7-6 weeks. It's been that long,
yeah.
With a couple anomalies here and there, but he's been brilliant, man. And last night was another example of he's just unstoppable. Like,
you got to keep feeding him.
Like, whoever, which one of you wants to come guard me, good luck.
It doesn't matter.
Bring a lunch. Yeah, right. he is so talented. We've never seen a player skin a cat in the NBA the way that Nikola Jokic does. On balance, off balance, I'm better than you are.
Right, and if they lose by 30 tonight, it's cool.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, NBA, back to back.
Thank you, Zach. Appreciate it.
All right, cool. See you guys.
Okay. I feel better informed now that Zach has totally deflated our... I think they're still going to do something, right?
Of course, you have to.
So
you can't just stand, like you said, stand pad.
Something else is going to happen. It's going to be cool.
Well, I just don't know the point of the trade if there's not something else happening.
Yeah, well.
Zach said it perfect. I just didn't even know how to feel about the trade. I didn't know what it did. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
And Tim Connelly, we trust. They've built this team. They've got a vision.
They're going to make a movie out of him.
That's right.
It's all about getting that first round pick back.
Yeah, man.
That gives you leverage, some position to move around.
We got some nice drama because here we are in the deadline, and it'll happen relatively quickly, and it'll be cool. And maybe it'll be Holiday, maybe it'll be Reddick, maybe it'll be, I don't know, somebody cool. I'm excited, man. I'm fired up for the Nuggets. It does stink we just can't, I know you can't.
Are you pressing? Are you pressing?
Like pressing about what?
This fires you up? Like this trade fires you up in particular?
You know what it says?
Or just the season?
You know what it says to me? It says, we're not done. We're moving forward. We're thinking about things. I know people are unbelievably frustrated with the Rockies. We see the deal that just happened, and the Rockies are just sitting there twiddling their thumbs. And
at least they're working.
The Dodgers, we'll get into all that. Coming up, the Kansas City Parade. Maybe one of the worst victory parades of all time, and we have the evidence next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.